With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Radio K-Man has received reports that a 4.3 magnitude earthquake hit 218 kilometers southwest of Georgetown, K-Man at 11:23 p.m. last night, the 13th of February, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. USGS reports no damages or injuries so far, but residents have been advised to verify emergency preparedness amid ongoing regional seismic activity. We'll keep you updated. In other news, police have arrested a fifth person on suspicion of murder following Friday's fatal stabbing at Mary Street and McField Lane. RCIPS says a 42-year-old man from West Bay turned himself in at the Cayman Islands Detention Center Friday evening and is now in custody as the investigation continues. He joins two men, ages 19 and 24, and two women, ages 24 and 25, all from Georgetown, who were earlier arrested on suspicion of murder and a fray after the early morning fight that left one man dead and another injured. Finally, as RF Economic Outlook 2026 closed its AI tsunami theme, speakers left Cayman with a message. Artificial intelligence is no longer a distant forecast. It is a present-day force that could reshape work, money, and medicine across the islands. Futurist Ian Khan told the conference that Cayman has a narrow window to get ready as rival financial hubs lean hard into new technology.
There's a lot happening, and it's difficult to understand what should I pay attention to, because I've got my job to do, I've got my responsibilities, I don't have time to follow up on everything that happens, so I understand that it's a little bit difficult to have a finger on the pulse. Here's the short reality from an industry perspective, from a business perspective. Time is short.
Khan says even inside the conference, attendees' own answers showed there is work to do on AI readiness.
This is the AI readiness score of the people who answered the survey until now, 49%. The average is 49% of the folks believe that you're AI ready. And I think it reflects the state of not a lot going on, not a lot of enablement, not a lot of adoption. And I think you're where a majority of people are right now. So you're not alone. You're not far behind. But you are where typically everybody is right now, given the confusion and what's happening.
Conference futurist Rich Karlgaard argued that technology alone will not decide who wins. He says the real edge in an AI world is the human side of organizations.
The real competitive advantage of the age of AI is the quality and adaptability of your teams. But you've got to have leadership and you've got to have trust. And it starts with the CEO and it ripples through the whole organization so you can move fast. If you have that, small autonomous teams will beat big rules-based teams every time.
From Wall Street, Morgan Stanley strategist Michelle Weaver shared data suggesting AI is already embedded in daily life and company balance sheets.
In the U.S., we ran a monthly survey of a broad set of U.S. consumers, and we found that at least 75% of people use AI sometimes in both their work and their personal lives. The darkest blue bar, the bar that's at the bottom of the charts, is daily use. Nearly a fifth of people use AI daily in their personal lives and in their professional lives. And this broad adoption is really important for businesses because it means that people are already used to these tools. We're seeing, though, the market reward AI adoption. And we're seeing AI adoption translate into equity outperformance. In order to figure this out and figure out who an AI adopter is and how are they significant, we turn to the other research analysts. And we found that stocks tied as being significant examples of AI adopters substantially outperform those where the AI adoption is insignificant. We've seen this divergence happening, and we've seen the gap between those two lines grow.
Weaver also warned that the impact on jobs will be uneven, with some roles automated and others simply boosted by AI tools.
I think the real important distinction to think about when considering AI's impact is what's automation versus what's augmentation. Augmentation is humans using AI as a tool. It's using AI to make yourself more efficient. Automation is just that pure labor substitution. And there are some roles where you could be made a lot more efficient, but they're still human roles.
For policymakers, Deputy Premier and Tourism Minister, the Honorable Gary Rutte, says the lesson from the day is to treat AI as everyday infrastructure.
It's not the future, we're living it right now, including the tourism industry. Like I said, you can't physically feel it, but you can plan it.
With the AI tsunami conference now signed off, Cayman's leaders face what several speakers called the hard part, turning one day of talk into years of change. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.